This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Everybody, it is Tom Chenault, and it's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We're going to have a great day. This is probably the end of our conversation because we've got the two women talking network marketing women today. Hello, Adrian Chenault.
Hello. I mean, what could we possibly contribute to this conversation, honestly?
We're very, very excited. Marina Worre, I got to hear her speak this week, and I am telling you, she's about 10 times deeper than Eric. I was flabbergasted at her complete knowledge of the profession, her passion. I guess I'm not surprised. That was a lie. But I'm telling you, it was so great. I'll never forget. I'm like an introvert, and I'm a chicken. My self-esteem isn't as high as you might think it is, and I kind of overcome that with a giant ego. So I was down in Australia, and I get a note from Eric in Australia, and he said, how would you like to have dinner? And I thought, for sure, you know, and I'm going to be having dinner with like 40 people. And I walk in, and there is Dominic, there is Marina, there is Daniela, and there is Eric, and there is Tom. And I'm like in shock because I'm alone with these icons, these people that know everything, that have done it all. And I got to sit with them for about 2 hours, but the first 25 minutes I couldn't breathe, so I don't remember any of it. But I learned at that moment the power of Marina Worre, and I am so excited to bring her like unplugged today so you guys can get a little dose of this because it's unbelievable. So now I'm going to flip it over to Denise. I'll interrupt for a couple of things once in a while, but it's going to be pretty much their show. Here we go. Denise, take it away, baby.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Adrian. And hello, Marina. We're so happy to have you on the show today. And Tom is right. You know, it is absolutely a joy to have you on. And we did do a little interview last week with you, and I learned so much. So I would love to, real quick, have you share with everybody a little bit about your story, because I know that the world hasn't heard your story. And so maybe we can start there, and then we'll talk about leadership and network marketing and maybe about some of your mentors in this profession. But why don't you just give us a little bit of overview about your background, which is so incredibly interesting.
Well, first of all, thank you guys so much for having me on this show. It just took a couple of years to invite me over. But here I am. I finally got my invitation. So I'm absolutely thrilled and happy and definitely honored to be on this show. And it's interesting because, Tom, you mentioned that a lot of people don't know my story, and a lot of people think that my introduction to network marketing was marrying Eric Worre, which is not quite the case. Yeah. I started my own company, my own generic business when I was 18 years old, and I joined my first network marketing company when I was 21 years old. So I've been in the profession for quite some time, definitely not to the extent of the level of success of my husband. But I've learned a lot in those past years when I was involved and achieved a certain level of success as well. So for kind of like if we go back to my personal story, some people don't know, but I was born and raised in Ukraine. At that time, it was the Soviet Union with the whole communism spillover, which is kind of like a separate story on its own. But the situation, first of all, I think that contributed to my personal development pretty drastically was the circumstances that I was born and raised in. Like I shared last time we had the call with your team, is I lived in a small apartment with my parents and my little sister at the time. We had one room, and that room was a living room, a kitchen, a bedroom, a study for four of us. And we had one shower, and I felt like I'm living in the palace. Especially when I learned from some of my dear friends who lived in a small condo that was kind of like seven different bedrooms and seven different families shared that same apartment with one shower, one kitchen. Imagine not seven people, but seven different families have to cook in the same kitchen, have to go and use the same toilet and shower all the time. It's been rough. And for me, seeing that comparison made me feel that I'm like on top of the world in my personal condo, sharing just with my family and not necessarily a bunch of strangers. So, and obviously, you know, just because we did not have much, it made me pretty resourceful. I realized that finding things that I want to have, but I cannot necessarily afford to buy or buy because they exist. I was being creative in creating some different foods that are tasty from the products that we had, creating a paper toys, you know, like cutting out my dolls and making a paper and dresses for those dolls because there was not much to buy. But back to the way I was raised, my mom, she installed in me since I was a little girl that I'm smart, I can achieve everything I want in life, I'm powerful, and there is no limit in what I can achieve in this world. And I was naive enough, and I believed that. So now, kind of like, and I'm starting my life with this attitude, and at some point, as you can imagine, life started happening to me as well, and I found my set of challenges and obstacles. My business was not growing as much as I would love it to go, and I found myself being a single mom, and at that point, because my relationship was not working out, as you can imagine, I went through the challenging time in my marriage because it was not physically abusive, but it was verbal abusive. And my heart goes out to all the amazing women who went through those tough times through the physical abuse. And I hope and pray for them every single day. But for me personally, it was challenging because I feel like I personally, I can take a punch. I can take a physical pain. But when you break my heart, when you break my soul, that's really hard for me. So I found myself not in a situation, not just broke financially, but also broken emotionally. Mm-hmm. And I was not respecting myself. I was questioning everything. I was questioning, am I a good mom? Am I a good wife? And as you can imagine, in circumstances like this, I was not blaming anybody. I was actually turning all that blame on me and thinking, maybe it's my fault that my marriage is not working. Maybe I'm a bad wife. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. And for the sake of my kids, maybe I should stay a little longer in this marriage. Maybe I should just suck it up. And because I don't want my kids to be raised without the father. And those kind of like thoughts, they were going through my head. And like I said, because I lost the entire respect in myself, I lost the strength and the power and all the belief that I had early on in life. So it took me time to find myself, to find my voice back. And I was blessed that at that time I met my future husband, Eric Worre. And he helped me through the personal development, through expanding my vision, through helping me see what this life should be about, and helping me break out of that vicious cycle. So
that is so beautiful. And so he's worked out as a husband?
So far, so good. Yeah. It's been, we've been almost 12 years together, and we're approaching our 9th year's marriage. So
how exciting. Go ahead, Denise.
Well, I just love, I mean, your story, it's a story for a lot of women. And I think that it really is inspirational for so many people because there's a lot of us who've had a lot of challenges, but nothing like that. And when I hear your story, I think, well, if she can do it, then I can do it. You know, and the other part that I love about your story is that I love how you say you were naive enough to believe your mom, but what a great mom. You know, and that you did believe her and you realized that you could do anything and you became an entrepreneur early on in your teens because of it.
Yeah, and I consider myself absolutely blessed because I realized that that gift that she gave me when I was little is absolutely priceless. And I don't know where I would be without that because I've seen a lot of, especially women, you know, when we've been told since we're a little girl that you're nothing, that you're nobody, and don't dream big dreams because women cannot accomplish anything of substance. Your job is just to be a supportive role. And I see these women and I see how they struggle through life. So when I actually was able to find my voice, when I was able to find my strength back and self-esteem and self-belief, I made it my mission to help all the women and men I possibly can, is if they had the gift like I had since I was little, had the voice, had the power, had the strength, and lost it through life and find it again, or those women who did not have that power, who did not have that gift, help them to find it, help them to discover the power and everything that they have, everything that they need is inside of them.
Wow. You know what I love about you and Eric, as much as anything I love about you, is the way that you treat your mom and your stepdad, and the way that Eric treats Patty and John and all that extended family, and just seeing the love that you've got for Dominique and Daniela and Taylor and the gang. And I know I'm missing kids because you guys like have a 900 of them somewhere, but I can't look at my contact mapping app, but I love that about you. I mean, love. You understand no matter how much you have, it's all about family and relationships, right?
Absolutely. Relationship is the key. It's the key in our business, and it's the key. I think it's the key for life in general, because we are surrounded with people, and we are what the joy and the love and the memories that we're going to have through our life, and what we're going to take with us, those experiences, those memories, and people in our lives playing a huge role in it.
I'll never forget when I was talking to you about Daniela, and you were like, she's going to work and she's going to pay attention. I mean, you were dead serious about her really pulling her own weight at Network Marketing Pro and being that woman, that strong woman like you, correct?
Absolutely. I cannot be more proud of our kids, because Daniela is working for us, and she kind of like, she started in a little bit different role. And in the last 2 years, she just evolved in such a powerful and independent woman. And it's such a blessing to me as a mom, first of all, and the pride and joy. But on the other side, as an employer, I'm so happy to have a person like that on my staff, because she's taking so much weight off my shoulders. And she's that kind of person that I can trust to do the task. And if she does not know how to complete the task, she will figure it out. She will not pass those problems to me. She will actually go and find a solution, and then she will come back to me and present me with the solution, which is amazing, amazing skill set to have. So, and she's fast. She's amazing. So I cannot be more proud of my daughter.
Yeah, she's a chip off the old block. There's no doubt about that. And she's got that cute husband and that whole vibe and fashion and all
Allah.
That.
I know. I love Allah.
And what's his name?
Allah.
Allah. Cool. Don't have my contact mapping app. All right, we're going to take a little break right now. So we got to thank Ted Anderson. He's the guy with Genesis Communication Network that's kept us on the air for 12 years through thick and thin. And not only with my waistline, but what's so exciting about him is he's just so kind, and he's got such a blowtorch of a radio station. We're coming back right after these commercials.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
And we're back. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, Denise Chenault. We'd call the trifecta Chenaults.
There we go.
And we've got Marina Worre with us, and Denise is interviewing her. And she is just so amazing as a mom, as a daughter-in-law, as a daughter, as a businesswoman and a wife. There's just unbelievable what she does and the empire she runs, and it's extraordinary. So take it away, Denise.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Marina, who would you say is one of the most influential people in your life?
Oh, there are a lot. I don't think I can name one person, because I think throughout my life I had a lot of different mentors and different stages of my life. At some point it was my mom, and at some point it was my grandma. I actually had pretty strong women and have some pretty strong women in my life who helped me shape who I am today. But I also, at the young age, one of the best experiences and one of the biggest ahas that I took out of my network marketing experience early on when I started was the understanding of surrounding myself with powerful and smart people who can help me expand my vision, who can help me expand my skill set, make my dreams bigger, push me out of the comfort zone, help me face my fears. So I was always trying to associate myself with people who are big thinkers. And of course, with Eric's help, he opened me like a huge new world of possibilities and amazing people. I remember at some point we had our GoPro event and Tony Robbins was speaking at it, and he asked the question to the audience, what is the moment that you're most proud of in your life? And I was thinking about it, and I was like, and later on in the green room, I told Tony, like, Tony, do you know when you ask that question for me, I realized that this moment is right now. Because we had amazing, powerful speakers like Bob Proctor, Les Brown, Tony Robbins, Robert Kiyosaki, Sir Richard Branson, Magic Johnson, just to name the few. We had so many amazing and powerful people on our stage. And I told Tony, like, the moment I'm most proud of is, first of all, all these amazing and powerful people sharing their knowledge and information on my stage, at my event. So for the girl coming from the communist country, from Ukraine, when I was only seeing those people on either videotapes or online courses and reading their books and idolizing them as so powerful and so amazing, for me, having them speak to my audience, for me to have them be and talking to our people was just, you know, so mind-boggling and a true testament of what is possible, that there is no biggest dream that you can even fantasize and not achieve it.
I mean, you picked this up, and I'll never forget Adrian and I and Rick Manilius went down to visit you, and we went to get in the car to go to where, their house?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we hopped in two Rolls Royces. And so that was insanity. I'd never been in one. So we're in two. And so talk about that, because there is nothing that you see, that you visualize, that you don't think you can achieve. Is there, Marina?
It's funny because sometimes people ask me questions like, do you always get in life what you want? And I honestly would say probably yes, because the reason is because I'm visualizing it crystal clear. And sometimes it's not because it's a Rolls Royce or it's a fancy home or whatever. For me, it's more like a fancy home is more of a place. Home sweet home is the place for me to build the memories with my family, my loved ones. It's the place for me to have joy and happiness. And I feel that as a space for us to have fun as a family. So that's why whatever mansion I think or whatever small house I think, it doesn't matter, gonna make that a reality, that's what I'm after. It's not necessary the size or the style or whatever. And like you said, the Rolls Royce, it's funny because I remember when we were still living in Minnesota and we were coming to Vegas as tourists. And here's the funny thing. Vegas is the only place where you will be driven in Rolls Royce or a limousine if you're a loser. And let me explain what I mean by that. For real. For real. Because if you're losing enough money in a casino, they will send you a limousine or they will send you a Rolls Royce to pick you up in the airport. So one of those Rolls Royces showed up one day to pick us up. So it's not a good compliment to us. But they showed up one day to pick us up, like Wynn Hotels and their Rolls Royce to pick us up from the airport. And I told Eric, he's like, man, I just love this car. I want to drive this car one day. And he laughed at me. He's like, have you seen yourself behind the wheel? He's like, you cannot even see yourself out there. I was like, it doesn't matter. I want to see the road, and I don't care if people see me behind the wheel or not. I want that car. And it's funny because I said that. I kind of like put that vision out there, and I kind of like forgot about it. I put it on my screensaver in my computer, and I was just doing what I'm doing, not necessarily in the pursuit of buying that kind of car one day, but I understood, like Jim Rohn said, you can achieve or you can have in life everything you want as long as you help enough people to get what they want. So, and that's what we were focusing the entire time. We were not focusing on like, oh, how do I buy a fancy car or how do I build a fancy home?
We got to take a break.
None of that.
So I'm cutting you off. So here we go. We're taking a break. We'll be right back. This is the Genesis Communication Network.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Here's your coronavirus update from around the world. Britain is temporarily releasing about 4,000 inmates to ease crowding and slow the spread of the new coronavirus in their prisons. According to official figures, 88 inmates and 15 prison staff have tested positive for COVID-19. Italy's commissioner for the new coronavirus crisis has defended the government's response amid criticism of slow and insufficient distributions of ventilators and personal protective equipment for healthcare workers. And Serbian streets have emptied as a tightened curfew took effect as part of measures designed to curb the spread of the new coronavirus. The government extended the ban from 1 p.m. to 5 a.m. to prevent people from leaving their homes. And the U.S. Embassy in Russia says it's trying to arrange a charter flight to repatriate Americans, but warns it will be the last flight for some time. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea. Failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And we're back. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, and Denise Chenault, and the unbelievable Marina Warre, and guess who's interviewing her? The one and only speaker at the Most Powerful Women in Network Marketing, and it's Denise Chenault, the woman, my wife, that cute little woman. Go ahead, woman.
That was not a very good promotion. I
terrible.
But thank you for that, Tom. So, Marina, I was just thinking, why for women? You know, this is a profession that's really predominantly women. And why do you think that this is such a perfect profession for women to learn how to step into their power?
You know, it's interesting because the question you're asking, because I was just interviewing one CEO of one of the network marketing companies earlier today, and I was asking her the question because in that similar question, because in network marketing, we have in the United States, 74% worldwide is 77% of all distributors are women. So we see all the women joining, not all, but a lot of women joining our profession. And first of all, not as many of them get to the top, which is kind of like one of the reasons why I started my event, because I wanted to highlight women and help them to see what's possible for them. But one of the reasons why women view network marketing as a pretty much perfect vehicle for them is because, first of all, the time, the schedule that works for women, because our family schedule is slightly different than men, because we have the kids to take care of, we have home duties, whatever we need to do, cook the dinners and do the laundry and whatever other nonsense guys putting on us. But we have to make sure that women have the ability to kind of like be a little bit more flexible with their schedule. And network marketing gives that opportunity for women. On the other side, I think that, you know, the equality of our profession is just amazing, because it's not the same level of field for corporate America or any other corporation around the world. It doesn't matter where you're living, because women are not necessarily given the same opportunities. Women are not necessarily given the same salaries, because when you want to be a woman doctor or a woman lawyer, you're paying exactly the same amount of money as the guys do. You're getting out of that college with the same amount of debt that the guys do. But for some reasons, when you become a woman lawyer or woman doctor, you're getting paid less than the guy for the same job. And I think that network marketing does not discriminate in that way. It doesn't, to network marketing, it doesn't matter if you're a woman or a guy, you or your skin color, your age, your background, your education, none of those things matter. So it gives the equal playing field for a lot of people viewing this as the opportunity. And I think with the support that network marketing companies provide to their distributors, it helps women to open up a little bit more. It helps women to rely on that support system and, you know, try their entrepreneurial muscle and see if they can make a serious business out of this.
So true. I know, Tom, you want to ask a question, but
I don't.
What? Oh, I've been pondering, you know, I read the sentence, "The Invisible Workload of Women." And I thought that is so right on, because there's so much that we do during the day that is the invisible workload of women. Like, just like what you were saying, raising kids, getting dinner ready, doing laundry, making the bed, you know, all this stuff that we do that adds time to our day that we don't necessarily get paid for. It's not like we don't want to do it, but it also, you know, for the most part, our male counterparts, they don't have to think about that, you know, and we a lot of times enable them to be, to do what they do at that higher level while we take care of that invisible workload. And I think that that is part of what has gotten in the way of seeing more women at higher levels in management and corporate America. And you're exactly right. That's why I love network marketing, is we don't have any of those constraints.
Yeah, especially for women, like I said, it's really important to just to kind of like prioritize the day, and instead of being kind of like being pulled into million different directions, you know, do this, do that, do this. I think it's important for us to kind of like divide our day in the chunks, the chunk when we're doing our business hours, the chunk when we're taking care of our kids, the chunk when we can spend some time with our spouses, and whatever other home duties you have, is just kind of like prioritizing those different things in different segments. Yeah, I think it's having that kind of mental structure helps a lot of women to be way more productive in the day. But on the other side, I think one of the reasons why not as many women at the top in our profession is because we just don't give ourselves enough credit. We just don't believe in ourselves enough. I think that stigma of the world that women are meant to do just the supportive roles, it's kind of like daunting on a lot of women, and they just don't give themselves and ourselves, you know, a little bit of a freedom. That's okay. You know, I can achieve a lot more things than just do laundry or cook dinner. And if we give ourselves permission to be more and do more and be okay with wanting more, I think we will see more women rising up to the top levels in the corporate ladder and inside of network marketing.
You've allowed yourself to be unbelievably versatile, though. So Adrian and I and Rick go to their house. So we don't have any idea what we're in store for, and we thought for sure there would be like five butlers coming along with silver platters and bringing us lobster under glass. So we get to their house, and we walk outside, and they're sitting outside, and there's a backgammon table right there. They apparently play backgammon all the time, Eric and Marina. And then there's these two things that are metal, and I'm going, what are those? And out comes Marina, and out comes Eric. They sit down with us. They both take out a cigar about this long. They take that little gizmo. They clip off the crazy deal, and they both have a cigar. It was the coolest thing, and they love backgammon, and she's, you know, there's just some depth and some width, and she loves her dogs. She loves her natural garden, and they've got all this stuff going on. But what I love is how real you are and how you weave that all into your unbelievable day. And another thing that I love about you that is pretty crazy, if I want to talk to Eric or if I want to get something done, I have two choices. I can send him a text, I can send him an email, or I can call him on the phone, all three of which is a pretty highly unlikely thing that getting a call back immediately on that particular topic. Or I can just think about it to Marina in a skedaddle. You follow up at a scale I've never seen before. You, in fact, we ought to make her an honorary contact member.
Yeah, no kidding.
You are unbelievable. How do you do that?
I think it's kind of like my psychic because, you know, I don't think it's, yes, on one side, it's my strength. And on the other side, I think it's my weakness because I just feel the responsibility to get back to people. And I don't like when my email sits in somebody's email box or when my text is in somebody's phone without any answer. So I always teach my kids to behave and act with people the way you want those people to interact with you. So don't kind of like leave those messages unanswered. And like you pointed out, it's Eric and I, we have different strengths. And this is kind of like one of my talents. To get back to people, sometimes to the crazy point that if I have 10 unanswered emails or one unanswered email, I cannot fall asleep. And now I'm actually learning and getting better to fall asleep with 10 unanswered emails because I'm such a control freak. When Eric not necessarily paying attention to that kind of stuff. But here's the beauty, I think, for us as a couple. First of all, to understand that we have different strengths and talents and different weaknesses. And instead of me pounding on him when he has 40,000 unanswered emails or like a bajillion amount of calls and text messages, instead of me freaking out about it, I am trying to change him when I definitely cannot do. I can only influence a positive change with people who trust me and respect me. But on the other side, I just understand that I'll let him do what he does best and I'll do what I do best. And together as a couple, together as business partners, we making that unity so strong, then we can pick up each other's slack without being offended or without kind of like keeping score, who's doing more, who's doing less.
That is beautiful. Denise, you should write all that down right there.
I got it right here, Tommy.
Okay, good. Yeah, so that's, and that's literally what contactmappingfortherecord.com is all about. Is literally writing things down, remembering what you said, and following up on a timely basis. That's all it is, right?
Yeah, it's basically having virtual Marina Worry in your fingertips with contactmapping.com address.
That's your new tagline, Adrian.
Oh, my God. That was worth its weight in gold. Take that one to the bank. That's the microphone drop right there. Yeah, true story. Unbelievable. What else? Do you want to know anything from her? So I think what people don't realize is what a powerhouse of an organization you guys have built behind the scene. And you know, Eric is the face, but you are running all of those operations. And so talk about what it's been like building up Network Marketing Pro to become the engine of good that it is in the profession.
Good call.
Okay, so I'm sure there are certain words that I probably shouldn't say on air. So I'll answer that politely. It's been interesting. Because as you guys know, my husband, he's amazing. He is such a visionary. He's a powerhouse. And, you know, he is one of those people. He has a beautiful idea. Amazing. And first of all, he wants it to get done today. And everything that needs to be delivered from him that we as a team need, he's going to drag his feet for forever. So I'm trying to figure out how to make things happen. And that's why I have to have an amazing team of people who can get it done. But I think it's been interesting for both of us because, like I mentioned earlier, we've been learning our strengths and our weaknesses and try to play on each other's strengths as much as we possibly can, because I will never be as amazing speaker as he is, but I have my talents in organization and I can get things done and make things happen. So I think playing on those things was a huge benefit for us. It's been a long journey to figure them out. It's been a long journey for us to understand, and for him, when I came into his picture and into his life, to learn how to trust me and give me certain tasks and be okay with me handling all the project from A to Z. And when he saw that I can actually deliver, he kind of like relaxed and he's like, okay, you do all that nonsense. I'm not interested in any of that. I just want to create. I just want to communicate with our community, with our people. I just want to speak. And that's what he loves. And my job is to make things happen and put him in the perfect light so you guys can see that
right.
As a team, we're doing a good job.
That's awesome. We got to take a break. So we're coming back right after this on the Genesis Communication Network.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault, and it is the Marketing Leadership Show. Eric Chenault, Denise Chenault, Marina Ware. Final segment. Denise, what absolutely pertinent questions do you have for this woman?
Well, I would love to know, for all the women getting started in network marketing out there, because I think that there are a lot of people at this very challenging time that are looking at this profession because it's the one thing that we can do online while we're in lockdown here, to be able to create some extra money. And so what would you say to those women just starting out as far as what are the top skills that they need to acquire to get their business off the ground at this time?
Well, I think, first of all, especially this time now, I think everybody need to understand that this is not time for you to relax. This is not time for you to go on vacation, even in your own house. Or it's not the time for you to hide your head in the sand, because this shall too pass. This will pass as well, and we will come out of this situation stronger and more powerful as a humanity altogether. But I want to encourage everybody to use this time right now to educate yourself, to develop the skills necessary, to develop the mindset necessary. So when right now we live in this winter season, even though it's a spring in the calendar, but as soon as we're going to actually come out of this, what you're going to have in that spring is going to depend on what you're doing right now in this winter. So for all the women and men out there, I want to encourage you to, first of all, if you feel the need that you need to develop the skills, then find a way to learn those skills. I'm sure either your company is providing different trainings, you can find different trainings from us, you can find different trainings from a lot of different generic trainers, it doesn't matter. But make sure that you educate yourself and start practicing those skills. Make sure that you understand what are the leadership skills that you need to develop in order to lead your organization. And the same thing with your mindset. So make sure that you understand, first of all, network marketing is the business like every other business that requires your time, that requires your attention, that requires your action, that requires you to develop those skills that are necessary. And also understand that you are the business and you need to invest in you as a business, because based on the value you can bring to the marketplace, that's what the marketplace is going to pay you. And if right now your check is pretty small, that means that your value in the marketplace is not that significant as it should be or as it could be. So make sure you realize that, because the beautiful thing about network marketing is that our check is the total reflection of how many lives you were able to touch and change. Wow. And if your check is still small, that means that we have some way to go. Okay. That means that you need to develop those leadership skills. That means that you can expand your mindset so you can build that vision and you can articulate that vision to your organization so they will be inspired and make things happen. But if your check is big and you're already enjoying the success of a 6- and 7-figure earner inside of our profession, first of all, I want to congratulate you. But on the other side, I want to challenge you as well. The reason why is because you already have the skills. You already have the mindset. You have the experience. You have the wisdom. You know what it takes to be at the top. So don't go into success coma. Just because your bills are paid and your family is taken care of and your kids are sad, just because of that, don't start kind of like relaxing and traveling the beaches of the world as soon as they open up the borders and we all can start traveling again. But I want to encourage all of you to find the next generation, find the next class of people who want to get to the top, and start mentoring them, start teaching them, start helping them to see what amazing gift we have inside of network marketing. Because once you get to the top, the view is amazing, the view is beautiful, but if you're the only person enjoying that view, it's not as fun. So try to bring as many people as you possibly can to that high level with you. And because by you making six and seven figure incomes, that means that you were able to help thousands and thousands, if not million people around the world.
So here's my request. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Denise.
Oh, it's so good.
You have been playing it small long enough, Marina. And you are so good at deflecting all the attention to everybody else and making everybody else with your skills and your grit look good. And you've got to write that book. And you've got to take your rightful spot. You've got to just grab that podium and push the other guy off and get up there and grab it. Because this world really, really needs what you've got to say. Women, men, children, old people are lost. And I love what you're saying. This is the second time in a week I've got to hear from you. And the more I hear, the more I love, the more I realize I've missed. And that's on me because you told me that, you know, you're kind of an introvert and that comes across as kind of aloof,
right,
which makes you kind of scary. So you've always scared me. And now I realize this just unbelievable treasure that I don't think the world knows about. And what I'm asking you all to do is make sure you hold her to that because she needs, I don't care what you call it, GoPro for women, whatever you want to call it, her story needs to be told. Don't you agree?
100%.
Yeah, unbelievable. So,
well, thank you so much, Tom. I really appreciate it. It's funny because, like you said, I am a shy person. I'm an introvert, and network marketing helped me kind of like to come out of my shell and kind of like develop some normal human skills to talk to people, which sometimes people take it as like me being like, you know, so unapproachable or so mean or whatever it might be. It's just part of my culture. It's part of my upbringing. I told you the story early on the other call when I for the first time came to, not the first time came to the United States, but I was already dating Eric, and we went on the walk around the lake, and he's saying hi to people on the left, people on the right, people jogging on the bike with the dogs, and he's greeting everybody. And I was like, do you know all these people? He's like, no. And I said, so why are you saying hi? So just so you guys understand, that's my mentality, because I'm not used to that kind of a, you know, jumping on people and hugging and kissing. It takes me a minute. If I know you, then I'm going to be jumping and hugging you. But it takes me a minute to break that ice and get to know people and open up myself so people don't view that as me trying to be distant on purpose. It's just kind of like my subconscious upbringing.
Well, thank you for coming on, and that's beautiful stuff. Yeah, we'll see you next week. We got Margie Alaprandi, Denny Robinson, Denise Chenault. We'll be doing the interviewing again. We'll see you all next week. Thanks for listening.
Love you, Marina. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me.
We're done.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.